This is a kind of obituary for a company. The movie streaming service Filmstruck shut down yesterday. It offered a deep library of classic movies along with hard-to-find indie and foreign films. It was loved by movie nerds and historians and students. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Before we get to the headier question of what exactly is lost to culture and film history now that Filmstruck is gone, let's track its rise and fall. Filmstruck began 2 years ago as a collaboration between Turner Classic Movies, owned by AT&T, the Criterion Collection, and Warner Brothers. Then, this summer...
That breaking news, a judge has just ruled on the AT&T and Time Warner merger.
AT&T will be allowed to buy Time Warner in an $85 billion deal.
The merger combines Turner Classic Movies with Warner Brothers, along with a lot of other programming, like HBO. At a conference sponsored by Vanity Fair in October, Warner Media President John Stankey announced a new streaming service from Warner. It doesn't have a name yet, but it's set to launch at the end of next year to compete with Netflix, Amazon, and Disney.
We have a library that's unmatched in terms of history and what's available to that, and there's a tremendous amount of value.
Dan Rayburn is a digital media analyst at the market research group Frost & Sullivan. He says streamers need a broad offering to attract subscribers.
Niche streaming services like Filmstruck was, which just doesn't have a lot of subscribers, it's too expensive to run it as a standalone entity.
So the culling began. Drama Fever, a Warner Brothers streaming service for Korean drama shows, shut down. Super Deluxe, a Turner studio that made mostly comedy videos, also ended. And then it was Filmstruck's turn, which leaves film nerds high and dry.
If you look for a movie like before the 1980s on Netflix, you're just screwed. if you're
Rebecca Polly is an editor at Box Office, but more importantly, a Filmstruck fan. She says a lot of the stuff she watched on Filmstruck were old movies that aren't on Amazon or Netflix, and they were also movies that broke the idea that old movies are stodgy and boring.
They're just really, really fun, like Busby Berkeley musicals.
We're in the money.
Monica Castillo is a freelance critic who's written for NPR. She says Filmstruck introduced her to filmmakers she never would have otherwise seen, like Belgian director Chantal Ackerman.
I hadn't had the chance to see any of her films before in their entirety, so I finally got to start with a No Home movie, which was the last one she made before she died, and I was hooked.
Many of these movies won't disappear for long. In fact, the Criterion Collection already said it's starting its own streaming service. Analyst Dan Rayburn says if there's money to be made, the films owned by Warner Media will be rebundled and repackaged as part of their new streaming service.
So that hopefully they can try and reach a wider audience with people that like more of the content so they can get more subscribers so that hopefully they can actually make money from it.
Warner Media announced yesterday that this new service will include three tiers: entry level, premium, and a third that'll add, quote, an extensive library of Warner Media and licensed content. No word yet on which tier you get Busby Berkeley. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.